You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On
Detroit's
1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Tell him. Tell him. Yeah, we're just slugs. Hey, look, I drove all the way here. It took me a bit of time. And, of course, the roads at 12 Mile was terrible. You know 12 Mile very well, Rob, because you're right around there.
Yeah, I am.
And that whole Greenfield thing, and then you get towards, like, Coolidge, and then you get past it, and you get to Woodward.
Do you want to just, like, give out my address while you're talking?
Well, Rob lives nowhere near there. In any event, if you have any problems with the roads whatsoever, you know what I'm talking about. Now that we've hit 85 degrees, they'll open up even more. It was beautiful today. Just take your car, truck, or van to the great pros, Mike and his good people at Expert Car Care.
Mark, let me tell you, Expert Car Care, they offer free inspections, good food too, and the guaranteed lowest prices in town. And, Mark, you know what? They'll have you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
Yes, you got that right, Rob. And whether it's something, they service everything as easy as your wiper blades or a tire repair or as major as replacing a transmission or engine. It's Expert Car Care that can take care of it for you. And be sure to mention these two good-looking people who are eating right now here at On the Rocks, and something nice will happen to you.
You mean Park on a Man?
That's what I'm talking about.
And, Mark, not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
Just for saying Parker and the Man, it's like $100 worth of savings right off the bat just for saying Parker and the Man. You can't beat that. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Go see them. Expert Car Care, even for routine maintenance, your one-stop auto repair shop. Come on.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Love it. Because it's back, baby. Third season is in the books.
Hey, Gary,
the New Dallas.
Gary, good choices tonight. Very good. I love it, Gary. Stay
and
with
Rob
the
hasn't
flow.
Watched 1 minute of the New Dallas.
No, I like the old Dallas.
Well, we're into the New Dallas now, and it's terrific. Great show on TNT. Fourth season starts August 22nd. I already know when the fourth season comes back for the New Dallas with Josh Henderson, Patrick Duffy. Yes, you still got your Linda Gray and Patrick Duffy on that show. There's a couple. Charlene Tilton still on there occasionally. The guy who played Cliff, Ken Kercheville, is on there still. Every so often, but of course, Larry Hagman passed away, and Victoria Principal has never decided to be on the show.
It is, I don't blame her.
She won't do it.
I don't blame her. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a TV theme song. This, look at that. KC.
It's the KC Man.
And we're here.
Looking good, buddy.
We're here on the rocks. Mark, on 12 Mile Road and John R.
12 and John R. If you're heading east on 12 Mile, you just take your right on John R. It's heading south. And we're on the right-hand side about not even quite a half mile down the road. You cannot miss On the Rocks. Our name is on the marquee. It says Parker and the Man on the marquee. But I have a feeling it was like there was another Parker and the Man here like a week ago, and they just had it up from the last time.
Our buddy Clay should stop by.
I see him. He's not touching my food. So, you know, get your own thing. Get your own mountain of hamburger, buddy, because you're not having that. Rob, we are literally now we have a situation here. We're 7 minutes from the NFL draft tonight. And we've been talking about it since the Super Bowl and the Lions Super Bowl, which was the final game of the season, about what would they do. You know how people always start, well, we didn't have callers back then. We were just doing the podcast. But you know what the calls would have been? Okay, they're not going to make the playoffs. What do you think they should do with the draft? What do you guys think they should go get? So that would have been as early as January before the Super Bowl. But I said it as soon as I saw the Rose Bowl, and I saw them all year. I've seen the last 3 years. Shut down corner. I'm going to say it again before the Lions make a pick. Darquez Dennard. He's not very flashy. Doesn't say a whole lot. And by the way, Dave, this is unbelievable, this thing. When's the next one? We got 3 or 4 minutes. I can have another bite. He's not the kind of guy that's going to yuck it up at the Chuckle Hut or at Ridley's Comedy Castle. But he's a
all
solid.
All right with the Ridley's. My God.
He's a solid. Do we have anything? Zanies? What else do we have? Second City? Where else can you perform around here? A little comedy. Over there at that Kicker's Club? You can go there. They have Joey's Comedy Castle there. Or Joey's Comedy Club. But he's not going to laugh it up with you. He's not the most. He's not going to be Johnny Manziel. Not going to tell you how it's going to be. You're going to regret not taking Darquez Denard. He's a very respectful kid who has done his job in college. He got the thing done for Mark D'Antonio. He's got bling. He's got a Rose Bowl ring, which is hard to say at Michigan State because they haven't had one since 88. So, you know, either you're with it or against it, and he got it done. And you say, I'll never diss winning. I'll never diss any kind of... They finished third in the country. Was he a huge reason for that? How come I'm letting you eat?
No, I'm done eating, so I can talk now. I didn't want to choke. The food was so good. I was trying to...
I want to have one of those, by the way.
You could, what? Have one of mine?
I'm gonna have one.
You could have one. Okay.
But I'll do it in 3 or 4 minutes.
No problem. Mark, I don't have an issue with Darquez if the Lions were to draft him. I like the pick. I don't have any issue that he played at Michigan State. It's not one of those. You don't want to pick somebody just because he's close or just because he's considered one of those in your backyard kind of guys. I'm not against that at all. If he's there and they take him, I'll be happy. I told you, either Darquez Denard or Justin Gilbert, if they take those two guys, I'm all in.
We don't have a lot of in-state college guys to watch tonight, people. Denard and Taylor Lewan are the first two guys that will go tonight. Taylor Lewan from Michigan, projected to be in the top eight. Offensive lineman, obviously, he's got his own issues. He's got the arraignment coming up. I think that's in a couple of weeks. He's trying not to talk about it, the incident that happened after the Ohio State game with Taylor. And there's a lot going on there, so who knows what's going to happen when that thing plays itself out. Denard is expected, like we said, anywhere from 10 to 15. Michael Schofield, now you go way down. You go into like the third round. Michael Schofield, the offensive lineman from Michigan. Max Bulla, who still to this day has never told anybody. No one has ever sniffed this out, your moles haven't, as to what exactly Max Bulla did that forced them to suspend him for his final game, the Rose Bowl in Pasadena.
Nope, never heard.
And he never talked at the East-West Shrine game. He didn't talk at the Combine. You can say that, Casey. He's doing the thing with the needle in the arm, meaning steroids. But it would have been better for Michigan State to admit that that happened. So I don't know why, if it was criminal, there'd be a police record somewhere. But there's not. So it's something. Something happened to Max Bulla. But right now he's projected third to fourth round. Jeff Janis, a wide receiver from Saginaw Valley, is projected fifth to sixth round. Danikos Allen from Michigan State, the linebacker, you're talking down to like six and seven now. And David Fluellen, I just threw him in there because we don't have enough guys, from the University of Toledo, the running back, might go in the seventh round as well.
That's unbelievable for coming out of Michigan.
That's it. Six guys really have a shot to get there.
That's unbelievable.
Benny Fowler, Isaiah Lewis, Zerlin Tipton from Central Michigan, Jeremy Gallen. Gallen's ranked at the 465th best college player. He's not even ranked as a possible free agent wide receiver. Well, and Jordan Lynch, Heisman Trophy finalist. All those yards at Northern Illinois, ranked 475, not even a sniff of the NFL draft tonight, or the next 3 days.
Well, college football and the pros is two big different things, and you know that. Not everybody, Mark, who excels in college football is going to play at the next level. It doesn't mean that you didn't have a great college career, but it doesn't mean you're going to make it to the pros.
You know, we said that about, if you remember Michigan State basketball with Scott Skiles back in the 80s, Larry Pollock was kind of his Scottie Pippen, his running mate. And Larry was a very good college player. He had no chance, not a shot to play in the NBA. And I remember him asking even me, he said, because back then, remember, the NBA was like 2,000 rounds. And I said, what do you think? I said, dude. Enjoy your college career, man.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it while it's finished.
Why are you even worried about that whole thing?
You're not going to make a lot of money playing basketball. You never were. And they didn't have the European setup like they have today. There was no D-League back then. So if it was NBA or bust for the most part. A couple of guys went over to play in China or Israel or
somewhere like
Greece.
That. Make some money. There's nothing wrong with that either.
But not a lot of guys. Not like today where it seems like most guys are doing that. All right, coming up, 8 o'clock hour. We're got a sports wrap for you. And then we're going to be in draft mode. Andrea, you listening to me?
All right.
Draft mode. And she's going to have a draft the way she's dressed. Her own personal draft. It's just draft.
Oh, stop with that.
Which is fine. You know, she's the main attraction tonight is Andrea. Give it. Huh? No, actually, don't. No, don't change. She's on the bubble. Yeah, right now. She's ready to get drafted tonight. So that's good, too. So coming up, first round of the National Football League draft, and the Lions 9 picks away after the Houston Texans get their thing going. What do you think about that, Rob? Pretty exciting,
right.
Huh?
I'm ready to go.
Pretty exciting. Sports Night with Parker and Man.
So excited.
We're live at On the Rocks. 12 Mile and John R.
Stop by, join us.
Beautiful night in the Metro D. The first 80-degree plus day that we've had since September, officially 80 plus, since September of last year. Winter's finally over. Come join us and enjoy it with us here on AM 1130 WDFN The Fan.